I have to say, don't look happy. Did you just leave yourself too much to do there?
We did. We started the game so well for the first, well, not sure on the timings, but 10, 12 minutes. I thought we were oozing class, total control of the game, and you're thinking, this is going to be a good afternoon. Lads look in good shape. And we concede, another word for it, just really, really poor goals. Goals you can't give away at this level, or any level. Gifted them the goals. 3-0 down away from home, that's a tough ask for anybody. The positive thing is we've really responded and put on a really good show second half. But for a period of the first half when we went 3-0 down, we lost our way and lost our confidence and belief in what we do. And that wasn't good to see. But thankfully, we regained our composure and showed what a good side we are.
As well as the magnitude of the goal margin you had to come back from, the psychological damage of conceding those three so quickly, it must have been hard.
Well, we thought, well, we've worked long and hard on our defensive side of our game through pre-season. And I don't think it was anything structurally wrong with us. It was just individual errors. And you can't do it. Blackburn pounced on those mistakes, were clinical with their chances. But we leave another empty feeling where, similar to Nottingham Forest, we felt like we should have got points and we haven't taken anything away, and it's a tough one to take again.
Like the first half, you started the second half strongly, as Blackburn would have expected you to. Did you feel you needed to score in that little period to get something from the game?
Yeah, we were battering the door down, really. I mean, we had chance after chance after chance. Keepers made a couple of great saves and amongst the opportunities, we weren't clinical enough when they came. And yeah, you did feel that we needed to score in that period, but credit to the lads, they kept going, they got their goal in the end, and then obviously the second one, and the game just wasn't long enough for us to get a third.
I was going to say, when you scored at 80, it still looked a big ask. Even at 90, 4 minutes can seem a long time if you're defending, I suppose, in that situation.
Yeah, when we had chances, Brett's taken one off Ryan Fraser at the end, and we've had a goal mouth scramble where I think Tommy's had a chance, it's got blocked, so we had a chances to get a point. It didn't fall away, but the character of the players and the team is important second half. We needed to show some fight for our loyal supporters who came all this way.
Is it harder to bear, bearing in mind how Tuesday's game panned out as well?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a hangover from the early part of the game. We looked, as I say, we looked great, and we were doing all the right things. We were making good decisions on the ball. Blackburn were sat off us, camped in their own half. And then the first goal just changed the game totally. It spun it on its head, and as I say, we lost a little belief.
You looked a bit angry when the 4 minutes came out. Did you feel they should have been longer at the end?
Yeah, of course, from my perspective, you feel like there should be more. You're chasing a goal. I felt there should have been more for what had happened second half.
The penalty involving Adam Smith, did you think that was a penalty when you saw it first time round?
50-50.
Will this affect how you approach Tuesday night now? Is there things you need to work on rather than making 11 changes and resting people?
No. It doesn't change my opinion at all. We need to see the players in our squad, and we need to give them an opportunity, because from what I saw first half, I wasn't happy.
Mark Pugh was here but not involved today. Is that simply couldn't get him in?
Yeah.
Frano obviously has got his hamstring injury. That's a risky one for you, I suppose, to risk him being out for a long time.
Yeah, Frano wasn't close today.
Going forward, there's a few days left of the window. Are you likely to strengthen, do you think?
Don't know. And I'm not being evasive, I don't know.
Would you like to, isn't it? Your intention?
Yeah, I've said all along. Nothing's changed from what I've always said.
In terms of the lads coming back from this now, I mean, that's two defeats in a week, but the Championship is one that spins highs and lows all the way through. And you coped last season.
Well, yeah, we'll have to cope again. I mean, the league's a tough one. We go to Norwich away now, which on paper is one of the most difficult assignments we'll have this year or this season, so they don't get any easier. But I think we've proved in the last two games against the sides that we expect to be up there that we're more than a match for them. But we need to perform at full pelt. We can't carry anyone who's not 100%.